Hey, okay, it's on. We've been told that there may be some technical difficulties. And let me tell you something. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or anytime. John and I, we have to get somebody in here to, I don't know, what do you call that one? The chase away demons? We need an exorcism?
Yeah, an exorcism of our control panel here.
Yeah. Because we're plagued by this the most. All right, before I get to Lloyd Chapman, I just got to ask Mr. Turk one question. Now the snow looks like it's not going to pan out today. So now they're calling for snow tomorrow, about a 60% chance. I'll bet you lunch it doesn't show up.
Tomorrow it doesn't show up?
Yep.
I say it'll snow in the next 24 hours.
I'll bet you it won't.
Okay. I'll bet you lunch.
Lunch of your choice. Where do you want to go?
Somewhere it serves good green chili, man. Some Mexican sounds good.
On me if it happens. All right. President-elect Barack Obama has removed any reference to of his promise to implement a windfall profits tax on the oil and gas industry from the Obama-Biden transition team website, which is change.gov. And here is a Small Business League head, Lloyd Chapman. You can go to ASBL.com. We've had Lloyd on before. Lloyd, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Jay, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, actually. Well, first of all, were you looking at the website, and that's where you saw that it had been deleted?
Yes. He also dropped our proposal to end the diversion of government small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies. And I was looking through there, trying to find that, make sure I was, not wrong. And I noticed that he also dropped the proposal for the windfall profits tax.
Okay. Because it's been dropped off the website, do you think that that's absolute proof that he's going to give up on the idea? Or
some reporters I talked to yesterday called the campaign. And what was referred to as an unnamed transition aide acknowledged that they had dropped the proposal. So it's apparently that's official.
I got pretty mad about this when I learned about it. But, I said this for months before the election took place, that Barack Obama was going to do things that were going to make us angry and that everybody was going to feel some pain out of this. Now, yesterday he turned around and asked this gentleman, I can't think of his name now, to consider becoming a Treasury Secretary. And this guy has a long, long history of denouncing and being mad and saying that our trade policy is broken and is a anti-NAFTA-CAFTA individual. So you got to give him credit for that, but I think that things are going to happen that we're just not going to like. Now, as far as the small business part of it, which you're talking about, and the diverting of funds, if he's not willing to address that, what about Congress?
Congress isn't willing to look at it either, I don't think. This has gone on now since 2003, and Congress has not passed any legislation to stop it. In fact, I think we talked about this last time I was on your show. I think they're going to probably pass legislation to create more loopholes to, redirect more small business contracts to big companies. So I don't see any solutions on the horizon from President-elect Obama or Congress. And, again, he came out last February very clearly, said it was time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. Now he's dropped that. He's dropped the windfall profits tax. And I'm concerned. It just doesn't seem right to me. He campaigned on these issues for two years. On the oil and gas windfall profits tax, he had commercials. It was the focus of dozens of speeches. And then to drop it sort of unceremoniously and have an unnamed transition aide talk to the press about it, it's not right. So if Barack Obama has decided to drop the windfall profits tax, he needs to go on national television and tell people that we decided not to do this right now for this reason. So to me, it just doesn't seem right to campaign on these issues and then within a matter of days of being elected, drop them with no explanation. That's not right.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Lloyd Chapman from the Small Business League. And we're talking about Barack Obama's, President-elect Barack Obama's, dropping the idea of a windfall profits tax on oil and the gas industry from his website. And then, Lloyd, you got confirmation of this from somebody inside the transition team, and he's also dropped the idea that the Small Business Administration should stop diverting small business funds to big corporations. Well, obviously that makes you feel bad about Barack Obama. I think it's also going to make some of the rest of us feel bad. But then again, you know, I don't want to be a water carrier for anybody because I think there's too much of that going on the radio to begin with. But then again, on the other hand, I just have this really big feeling that we should wait till after January the 20th and see exactly what he is or is not going to do.
Well, you know, Jay, I endorsed Obama during the primary, which was a pretty risky thing for me to do. I campaigned for him. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, did radio shows, you know, trying to convince people to vote for him. And I talked about this a few months ago. So I'm a big, you know, Obama supporter. But I don't think we should just, you know, say anything that Obama does is great. I think that's how we got in the situation with Bush. So I think that, you know, I don't think he should be given a free ride, you know, ever. So I think it's appropriate right now, you know, to let him know that we're not happy about you dropping these policies. So again, I'm a big Obama supporter, you know, but I'm just disappointed. And I don't think it doesn't seem right to me. So it just sort of is very suspicious to me, the way these things were dropped, and the explanations don't make any sense. So he put it out on November 6th. So they said they dropped it because the price of oil has dropped, okay? But it was on the number one issue under the economy on November 6th, and they removed it November 8th. Well, the price of oil didn't drop, you know, in 2 days. So their explanation just sort of doesn't hold water for me. And then again, to have some unnamed transition aide, that could be a 20-year-old, you know, college kid who's volunteering, talking to the press about it, should be, you know, Obama or one of his senior economic advisors. So it just, to me, just doesn't, you know, I'm just not happy with the way they're handling it. And I, with our issue, you know, my main issue is the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies. There was absolutely no explanation why they dropped that. And we're talking about between the windfall profits tax and the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies, you're talking about, over $150, maybe $200 billion a year that would have gone back into the middle class economy. That's a big deal. So I'll bet you that he doesn't propose any economic stimulus plans that will equal that dollar volume. So it's a big deal. And I just think it'd be appropriate for him to come out and talk to the American people about it in person.
Well, I think it would be too. But then again, don't you think it would be fair to wait until he takes office and then see what he actually does? Or
well,
not?
You know, I tell you the truth, by that time it might be too late. So my concern is that I was told by some pretty knowledgeable people that they have written dozens of pieces of legislation. And on his first day in office, in fact, quite frankly, it's my understanding that Congress, the Democratic leaders in Congress, have this legislation right now.
All right, Lloyd, hang on a second. We'll come back. Hang on. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk checks out traffic.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
8:22, yeah. 22 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Chance of snow. We don't know how much. The chance is variable here. High today around 30, though. And we're talking to Lloyd Chapman of the Small Business League about Barack Obama dropping his pledge about windfall profits tax on the oil and gas industry, plus also dropping the idea of diverting or stopping the diversion of small business funds from the SBA to large corporations. You know, I'm really torn about this, Lloyd, because on one hand, I just really firmly believe that we have to wait to see what he does. But on the other hand, I'm really, if this turns out to be true, I'm really disappointed. But then I also said in the beginning of this conversation that he's going to do things that a lot of people are just not going to be happy with. And one of the signs of somebody who really intends to fix things is that everybody's going to feel a little pain ideologically.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've seen him on television talking about that, but I am concerned, and I predict that the people feeling the pain are going to be small businesses. And I think that the oil and gas industry is going to be very happy with what he does. But I'm telling you, I got a bad feeling about this, and I think we're going to see him coming out with policies that are going to be detrimental to the middle class and are not going to help the economy. Let's look at it this way, Jay. We're in one of the worst economic situations in U.S. history. Thank Greenspan said it was a once-in-100-year economic crisis. We need to create jobs. Jobs are created in America by small businesses. I think.
Well, he was talking about that yesterday.
Pardon me?
He was talking about creating jobs yesterday.
Well, half of all Americans work for small businesses. There's 27 million small businesses, and they create 90% of the new jobs in America. So if you want to create jobs, you come out with programs for small businesses. And I'll tell you something. If you look at Obama's website, you'll be hard-pressed to find anything for small businesses.
Didn't he say, though, that he was going to give a tax credit to small businesses?
Yes, but tax credits don't do you much good if you're going bankrupt. So we need something right now, Doesn't it make sense, Jay, that we've got these federal programs right now to direct federal funds to small businesses? You and I have talked about this for, a couple of years now. That money's going to Fortune 500 corporations. Would it make sense to go ahead and clean up the existing programs, get that $100 billion back in the middle-class economy?
I have to agree with you. I mean, it makes sense. I have to agree with you. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not stung by this, because I am. And as I said before when we started this conversation, I'm not getting on the air and carrying water for anybody. There's no way I'm going to do this, and there's no way I'm just going to support somebody and not question when they do wrong, because I think that that's wrong. But I feel very torn about this because he's not in office, and to me, and maybe I don't understand the process, but to me, the clock doesn't start running until January the 21st.
Well, he did put out the agenda, Jay, of what he's going to do. I think it's fair, if he put out the agenda, and I think it's fair for us to assume that's what he's going to do because that's what he said he was going to do, right?
Yeah.
So I can pretty much guarantee you that what he's going to do is, what's on that agenda. That's why they put it out there. So I don't think we have to wait. If he comes out, and puts out his policies, I think we have to, take him at his word, assume he's going to do that. But again, I'm not an Obama basher. I'm like you. I love Obama. I think he's going to be a great president. I'm disappointed and shocked that he's dropped these two policies that have been so great, that would have been great for the middle class without any explanation. And I got a bad feeling. I really do. I've got a bad feeling about it. And I'm sure you and I will be talking about this in the future. But, it's just...
The bad thing about it is that you can't get any real confirmation about what's going on. And one of the reasons why you can't get any real confirmation is because you and I don't have the yank in order to get high enough to be able to, to get it on high source that, this is exactly what he's going to do. I'm not discounting what you're saying. But I'm saying that you'd love to go to him or go to somebody who's close to him or his economic advisors and say, hey, this is a bad move, and it's a bad move for the following reasons, and yet we can't, at this particular point, we can't reach him and can't get that information across, and it runs so counter to the person that I got to know by interviewing him when I was living in Chicago. I mean, I just it just run that he would do something like that. So is it him or is it the people around him, or are we in a situation where, okay, we got fooled again?
I think it's the people around him. I'd bet money that a guy like Barack Obama, he's a decision maker. He's like a computer. And he makes decisions based upon the information people give him, and I would bet money that people have given him bad information. And you know that people on his staff are talking to the different lobby groups from the defense and aerospace industry and oil and gas industry, and I would just, you know, I can just hear it. So he's in there trying to make all these decisions. I'm sure he's overwhelmed. He's probably working, you know, 20 hours a day. And people come in and give him this information, and I would have to think that he's probably been given some bad information from people about this. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But I'm just, you know, I'm going to go on record and tell you that I think it's going to be his policies will not make small business owners happy and won't make me happy.
All right, how about let's do this. If and when the decisions are made, then we'll talk again.
All right.
I mean, I don't know anything else more to do other than to urge people to send him emails. I mean, you can go to change.gov and you can fill out that that thing about your priorities. I mean, I filled it out. I put my feelings about that there ought to be trust busting and that the FCC should look at the conglomerates and the Telecom 96. Now, whether it'll ever get addressed or not, I don't know. But I put it on there. I mean, people can go there and do it. I don't know of anything else to do.
I would love to have somebody from the mainstream media like Lou Dobbs or
Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is not the mainstream media. Dobbs is a lunatic.
Well, someone, a major media person on national television, anybody, right? I want anybody to ask Barack Obama two questions. Why did you drop your pledge in the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 corporations, and why did you drop the windfall profits tax? And have him tell us. That's all I want, because maybe he's got a great explanation. I just like to hear it.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's right for him to campaign on these issues for 2 years and then have some unnamed transition aide, announce the fact that he's dropped them.
I would agree 100%. All right. Yeah. I urge people to go to ASBI.com, or that's actually ASBL.com. And Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. Thanks, man. Lloyd, thanks for coming on. And you're right. We'll talk about this more, and we'll talk about a lot of other issues as time goes on.
All right.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Lloyd Chapman, and it's 8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin hanging in with John Turk. We should, is Mike Nelson out there listening? Mike, if you're out there listening, okay, 303-713-7600, please explain to us what happened.
How can they be telling me at 10:30 when I'm going to bed that it's going to snow by 2 a.m. and going to snow basically all the way through the morning drive, and then it's going to stop and then start again in the afternoon commute? Where is it?
Yeah, I had to borrow Mary's car.
I saw that.
And now, for what reason?
All for naught.
Yeah, we need Mr. Nelson to get on the phone and explain this to us. We need Franz. All right, it's 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Mr. Turk with traffic.
Will you win? It's your show now. So what's it gonna be? Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see?
8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Chance of snow, high today 30. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement. Now, we just got through talking about the windfall profits tax on oil and gas, which Barack Obama has apparently dropped. If you want to give your comments about that, because that was a much-debated subject here several months ago, and he did campaign on doing something about it. 303-713-7600. I've got a mixed bag of phone calls here. I'm not going to tell anybody. In the old days, we would do this. Okay, if you're not on the topic, get off. But I'm not going to do that. So if you want to get into something else, that's okay too. But I'm wondering how many of you feel disappointment over this, or maybe you don't feel disappointment, and maybe you feel like, well, we ought to wait till after January the 20th to see what he does. As I said earlier at 6 o'clock this morning, I talked the talk but didn't walk the walk, and that I got angry at this when I heard it yesterday, and I made some public comments about it. But then I've also, for months before the election day, I said that, you know, he's going to do things that are going to ideologically cause pain and also may cause monetary pain, but he's going to do what he thinks is right. And we're going to have to get used to this idea that our own special interests at times have to be given up for a greater interest, which is the survival and the problems that this country has got. So I felt really bad about that. But on the other hand, I don't want to be like a blind supporter. And if something's wrong or he does something I disagree with, I think, and you should, we should speak out. But I'm very, 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 very torn about my feelings. Here's Truman in Idaho Springs. Truman, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I first want to say, Bojo's is fantastic. Chip's awesome. And sat next to him for watching the election results. So go out and support him. He's a big supporter of the Clear Creek Dems.
There you go.
But with respect to the windfall profits tax, I am disappointed. I obviously am not going to be jumping off the bandwagon. Been supporting Obama since the day he announced. But I definitely think that, you know, unlike George Bush, I think he will listen to the community's voice throughout his presidency and hopefully before. I don't think we should wait. I definitely think we should let him know that, we want to know that this. We want to tell him that this is important, and if it is coming off the agenda, why and what, you know, for lack of a better word, what we get in return. Because if not to penalize the oil companies necessarily, but it's not going to be, you know, $1.60 or $1.65 or whatever. Forever, it's going to be $4 again for as soon as they can get it to be.
Well, OPEC has already said,
yeah,
that they're going to cut back on production.
So if they're not making windfall profits, they don't get subject to the tax. But the law should be in place such that when it does come back around again, they are subject to it. And but the other thing is that money that was coming from that is a big part of the plan for the new energy economy and all the initiatives to start to wean ourselves off of oil. And if it's not coming from that, where is it going to come from? And just because we're, you know, lulled back into, you know, lower gas prices than they were a few months ago, that can't mean that it takes a back seat and now all of a sudden it's not important again because we're not, you know, we're feeling some relief at the pump.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. And then, as I said earlier this morning, I mean, one of the home runs that Barack Obama has hit is several news media outlets are reporting that Representative Xavier Becerra, who is a Democrat from California, is President-elect Barack Obama's choice to be the next U.S. trade representative. And the deal there is that this guy's got a long, long, long history of criticizing NAFTA and CAFTA, which would make for a good deal for a lot of us who don't believe in these terrible terrible trade agreements. So on one hand, you don't get what you want, but on the other hand, didn't you get something else? And I'm just very torn on what to think.
Well, I mean, and certainly there's going to be trade-offs, but again, with respect to what the plans are for the next generation of, you know, alternative energy, how's that going to get covered now? I mean, that was a sizable chunk of change that was going to go towards that. And I totally understand there's going to be compromise, there's going to be pain, but, you know, I don't want to see things just get swept under the rug and not get addressed. I mean, and I agree with what your guest was saying. And if he's going to do that, if it's coming off the agenda, then I think it should be, you know, explained and not just, you know, all of a sudden it's there one day and gone the next.
Yeah, I agree with that too. You know, there's something else too that I think. I think states should take a bigger role in trying to convert things to green.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody should, you know.
Yeah, Hawaii's got a program now where they're endorsing electric automobiles. And they're trying to put some financial muscle behind that idea. And I think the state of Colorado ought to consider that. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But I think that that's one of the ways that, you know, I think it's one of the ways that, you know, that we can get around some of these things. I mean, sometimes I think we should be less dependent on the federal government.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For the thing, I mean, you know, if we don't have to be, then I certainly don't think that we should be. I mean, I'm a little bit more on the libertarian side of the Democrats with respect that, you know, I mean, you know, government needs to have its place, but certainly shouldn't, you know, be any bigger than it needs to be in order to get things done that are out of the control of, you know, of the individual or become too big to be, you know, not subject to, you know, the market forces. So, I mean, and I think that's one of them. I mean, when there's just too much money in the industry to that can override it, you know, then override the will of the people, as it were, then that's when federal government needs to step in and say, look, we know what's right. We know what needs to be done. And you got to create the environment for the things that we know that need to happen to happen. Not saying that they should be the ones paying for it, but, you know, but they've got to create the environment for to move things in the right direction.
I would agree. Hey, man, thanks. Great call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great one.
Okay, you too. Here's Lionel in Denver. Lionel, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, it's good to talk with you again. How have you been?
Oh, I've been good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, I had a good holiday. Had some chitlins and collard greens and turkey for Thanksgiving, so it was good.
The chitlins I'll skip. The collard greens I can endorse.
Well, good. Jay, I wanted to make a comment about the economy and what's going on. And it's kind of making me – it's forcing me to think how I wouldn't intuitively think about the economy. For instance, this windfall profits tax. You know, I'm 100% in ideology for it. I'd hate to see what happen if we were to employ this windfall profits tax and exacerbate our economic crisis.
Do you think it would exacerbate it?
Well, a lot of this stuff that is going on with the economy is by design. I was telling John that when they changed the uptick rule on short selling of stocks in July of 2007, that was designed to create volatility in the market for hedge funds to take advantage of short swings in the market. That was by design. And ever since July of 2007, we've had these crazy swings in the Dow. Up 900, down 900. And the reason that is because you no longer have to wait for a stock to tick up in a price before you can bet against it, before you can short sell it. And I think a lot of this is by design.
See, I don't see it as being a conspiracy to wreck the economy. What I see it as being further proof that trickle-down Reaganomics, deregulation, the invisible hand of capitalism that Adam Smith talked about is BS. It doesn't work. And that you've got to have regulation, but you have to have prudent regulation. And there are certain people in this government, one of them being Phil Graham, and there were others, and there's some Democrats too, who moved to make this happen, and now you and I are paying for it.
Every day we are, and I don't mean to imply that it's some sort of, you know, negative conspiracy theory or something, but I think that a lot of institutional bankers, for instance, if you look up Paulson's funds, not Hank Paulson, there's a John Paulson who has some of the best hedge funds, the top 20 hedge funds in America right now, and his number one bet was against banks and against subprime mortgages. He knew those mortgages were going to bust, and he knew banks were going to suffer because of it. And now he has some of the top hedge funds and mutual funds in the country. And I think that a lot of institutional bankers had the foresight to know that if they change this rule, I think we should call for the new SEC chairman to reinstate the uptick rule. We need to create a groundswell of support around that. If we change that uptick rule, I think we might be able to find some stability in the market.
Yeah, that makes – well, we're going to have to take a look at the whole structure. This is the whole point because the whole thing has gone totally south on us, and now we're in trouble because of it. Hey, Lionel, good to talk to you, man.
Hey, always good to talk with you too, Jay. I got to run too, but you have a good morning, okay?
Yeah, you too. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, you take care, Jay.
All right, we'll see you. It's 8:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk with traffic. Okay, I'm not going to bemoan the fact that there's no snow.
What are you complaining about?
Well, I'm not. But
exactly.
I,
we don't. You don't like snow. You don't,
I don't
like the white stuff.
I don't. But we got
but
sucked.
You wish you had your car to drive around in, don't you?
But we got suckered into this, didn't we?
I got totally. You know what? I rolled around at like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I was like, I wonder if it's snowing outside. So I got out of my bed just to look out the blinds. Sure enough, nothing. I even parked my car in the garage last night so I wouldn't have to scrape off the snow.
Yeah, it's not about what car you drive. It's about the fact that we sit on here every morning and give the forecast, and then it turns out not to be right.
I know. I look like an idiot.
Yeah, so
most
do
of
I.
Time.
So do I.
Wrong traffic reports, wrong.
We can't win here.
Earlier I was saying 285 sluggish, you know, at Parmalee Gulch Road, and then I get a call saying, man, I just whizzed right through there.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Well, part of that's my fault. All right, what does the traffic look like? Fifty-five minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of snow, we're not sure when or how much. High today, 30. We're talking about Barack Obama and the idea that he has dropped something that he campaigned on, which was the windfall profits tax on the oil and gas industry. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Jay, my question is this. Who is it that's going to determine a windfall profit? And if you say the government, why don't I tell you that we need to have a windfall refund? The United States government has been taking in billions of dollars of taxpayer money for unnecessary, useless, and ridiculous expenditures for years. I think that we'd be far more far better off with something like that.
All right, well, my answer to that is simply this, that windfall profit tax is really a misnomer because that's not really what it is. Really what it is it's an excise tax, and the United Kingdom's got one, and there are a lot of countries out there that have one. And the idea is that, yeah, you should be able to make a profit, but you shouldn't be able to engage in excess greed. Now, as far as people taking paying income taxes and that money being misspent, you have a way to stop that. And the way to stop that is to put enough pressure on your elected representatives to cut that kind of stuff out. But the problem you have here is that everybody wants everybody else to drop it except themselves. So a congressman or a senator's performance is rated on the amount of federal projects that they get done for their state or for their congressional district. And if you don't, then your opponent turns around and says, well, so-and-so was in office, and what did he get for the state? Or what did he get for his congressional district? Well, he got nothing. So you've got that problem. But the fact is, there are some things. There's a lot of things here that we pay taxes on that are worthwhile. And if anything, you know, we have to step up to the plate because we've been conditioned here in this country to believe that you can get something for nothing.
Well, in the first place, you're saying that people, or it needs to be determined by some legislative body, what the definition of greed is, and I would say to you, then, if we're going to make that kind of definition, once again, why is it if everybody and his uncle is crying out for the spoonful to be fed to the government, isn't that also greed, and shouldn't that be cut off immediately?
No, because I hear what you're saying, but oil should not be treated as a commodity. Oil is a necessity, and there's a difference between the two. Hey, Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. It's 8:58. We'll continue, and we'll talk about how the Bush administration is trying to poison our water in this state.